the prohibition for men to dress up in women's clothing, or women to dress up in men's clothing, what they call in modern terminology transsexual dressing. Now, the problem is quite complicated. I've been asked to talk about women in the army. There are still a lot of things with regards to tefillah, which deals with tzitzit and tefillah. There's still a lot to cover, which will take us, God willing, for a while. But what I'd like to do, the way I see the schedule is I will, since we started with tzniut, which naturally we already saw, naturally leads into the question of mechitza. Well, that's the next major subject, mechitza. After that, I think mechitza will essentially take us to the summer. After the summer, we'll start with another extension of tzniut, which we'll actually see today, which deals with women in the army. Okay, and also deals with Otubash, as you're going to see. We're going to start here, and then you're going to see it's going to take us off in six different directions, all from here. But we're going to try to focus in on women wearing slacks. Okay, the discussion starts with a pasuk in Chumash. Okay, we're running with the first. I apologize for the print. Those of you, those of us who are approaching or approach middle age, sometimes find this a little difficult. I apologize. The way of getting maximal information. So either take off your glasses and don't be shy. Okay, now. We're in Dvarim and Pasuk A, okay, towards the bottom of the where the Chumash read Pasuk A.
Where are we?
No, in this piece of paper, three pages.
That's
special handout, okay? Lo yiyeh kli gever alisha. Okay, the word kli is a bit problematic. The word kli can usually mean utensil. It can also mean garment. It also means garment. It's a much more general term. Lo yeh kli geber al isha, v'lo yilvash geber simlat isha. A man should not wear the dress of a woman. Ki to'avat Hashem elokecha kol osei ela. Because it is despised, or God is revolted for all those who act in this way. It's pretty strong language. The word to'eva appears and a variety of things, a great deal by sexual problems. So this is homosexuality is referred to as a toeva, transsexual dressing is referred to as a toeva. Okay? So the verse says that a woman should not wear kligedel and a man should not wear the dress of a woman. One of the questions we have to ask is, question is motivation important? Does it make a difference if I wear one garment or I have to dress up as a woman? Those are issues that we're going to have to talk about. What I'm going to suggest that we do now, let's go through some of the mafarshim on the Chumash, keeping our ears open to what they're saying, the nuance of what they're saying, what the implications are, and then we'll try to work through the Shulchan Aruch and some of the halachot, and we'll see what it says. Okay. So the first thing we're going to do is Rashi. See, Rashi recommends that. Actually, the first thing we should do, I'm sorry, not Rashi. First thing we should do is Unklus. Okay, Unklus. Okay, Unklus is an Aramaic. Pasuk Hey, you see it? Everybody with me? On the top, right next to the Chumash. Hey, got it? Lo yehei tikun zen bedvar. Now, the word zen there means what? From the word clay, Zion. That what Unklus is interpreting, what does it mean, kli geber? It means a woman shouldn't walk around with a sword the way a man. She shouldn't dress like Jeanne d'Arc, Joan of Arc. She shouldn't dress up like a man and go to battle. That's what it means. Okay? That is, the way Unklus is understanding it right away is that in contradistinction to the way what it says in the Torah, what is it? When we learned this, when we started learning tzniut in the first place, the first thing we learned is v'haya machanecha kadosh. The Jewish camp had to be holy. God's presence was there. He brought the Aron Kodesh. It had to be holier than your own home. Okay? So, again, we're seeing this idea that when the Greeks and the Romans went to the battle, who went with them? The prostitutes. They went with them. That is very foreign to a Jewish camp. So one of the things it suggests is that a woman shouldn't wear the armament of a man, play Zion of a man, which explains nicely what the word is kli is referring to. It's the play Zion of a man. Okay? Lo yehi tikun zein devav al itata, on a woman. The top is like isha, al isha. The lo yutein yutaken devav, and a man should not fix himself up, bitikunei itata, with the fixings of a woman. He doesn't learn this in la literally, he learns it figuratively. And a man shouldn't wear the jewelry or fix himself up to look like a woman. Now, what would you say the motivation? The motivation would seem to be that she wants to mix in with the man and he wants to mix in with the woman for sexual purposes. Let's now look at Yonatan ben Uzziel. Okay, Yonatan ben Uzziel is also on top of the second column. Okay, now he's going to learn a radically different shot. Okay, you see where the double line is? A. Lo yehi gulyan ditzitzit. He says, what does it mean, kli gevel? It means that a woman shouldn't wear tzitzit, gulyan, the garment of tzitzit, utfilin, dehinon tikune gevel, which are typical garments, religious garments of men, al itita. Right? Velo, now what is the kli, what he goes on? So first of all, according to the Yonatan ben Uzziel, okay, and when we talk about talit tzitzit and tefillin, and what the halakha stands is, Yonatan, we're going to have to deal with this Yonatan ben Uzziel. It's quite problematic. What? Yonatan ben Uzziel was an amora. It was a tigurat tana. A tana Yonatan ben Uzziel. We have to see whether the halakha really holds like that. Because there is a gemara that says that a woman can put on tefillin on Shabbat to take them out of a burning house. Right? The question is, there's a whole question of whether we actually hold like Yonatan ben Uzziel. Is a woman putting on talit and tefillin a problem of lo tilbash? Is she wearing a male garment? Or do we say that tzitzit, or another approach would be that we don't like Yonatan ben Uzziel, and that these are not male garments because if a woman were obligated in it, she could wear them. See, it's a beged mitzvah. It's not a beged ish or beged isha. No male normally wears tefillin if he's not commanded. It's because the commandment. On the other hand, you could say, well, since the commandment is for males only, then it makes a male. But then you could say, but on the other hand, a woman can accept any mitzvah she wants to. So why is it the males are obligated, but a woman can accept it? So how does that make it male? What's a male garment of females, what's de facto worn by males or females. But if a woman can take on any mitzvah she wants to, we're going to have to analyze this, but I just want to show you that this question of talit and tefillin, which we'll get to, is also meant to be learned through the deer. Let's continue on, because that one is also. The lo yisaper gvar beishichaya, a man should not shave his underarm, v'eriyate, and the genital area. Okay, and he goes on, he says, I don't want to go into the rest of it, he says that a man should not fix himself up like the way women normally do. And women normally remove pubic hair and underarm hair, and that's considered what women do, and men don't do it for a man to do it. That's also considered lo tilbash. Lo tilbash doesn't only just mean putting on garments. We do pasim like that, clearly. The lo tilbash doesn't only just mean wearing garments. It means doing that which women do. Okay, or dressing the way women dress. Okay, we'll look at that some of the halacha a little later. Okay, let's now look at Rashi. Rashi, okay, where the lines are. Lo yehei kli gevel al isha. So Rashi, it says Sifri Nazir per pet. You see, it's in the Sifri Torah, but Gemara Nazir. Shetehei, why would the woman put on the kli gevel? Shetehei domeh le'ish, because she wants to look like the man. Kedei shetelech bein ha'nashim. She wants to go amongst the men. She'ein zeh ela l'shem niyuf, because she's doing it for promiscuity. Okay, Okay, and a woman should not put on a dress. Leilech l'shepen anashim, so they can sit within the women. See, it's clear that according to Rashi, there's a motivational purpose here. Rashi says the motivation for dressing up has to be to look like women, perhaps because for purposes of sexual promiscuity, which would suggest if there was some other valid purpose.
She dresses like a man to learn in the story, right?
That, yes.
Correct,
but she's doing it to mix amongst the men. That's a good point. That's a good point, but most of the posts say that she's doing it to look like a man. That's problematic. It's true that she did it in the Shem Shemayim.
Well, whatever, but that was to learn.
That's interesting point. But the question is, she dressed up to look totally like a man. Almost every posek I know would say that's awesome. Even though you're right, her motivation was not sexual. Okay. Davar acher, shelo yashir se'ar erva v'se'ar shel beit ha'shechi, that she shouldn't remove the pubic hair and the hair of the underarm, because that's to dress like the, to do it like the male.
Supposed to do that.
What?
No, 5 minutes ago, men weren't supposed to do it.
I said, no. Shalom Yashir. Lo Yubashkeva means he shouldn't do it. I'm sorry, he shouldn't do it. He shouldn't do it, yeah. Okay. Now, so let's now look at the Ibn Ezra. Okay? Ibn Ezra says. Okay. Okay, just remember that Ibn Ezra lived in the Middle Ages. He wasn't as liberated as you would expect from a modern period. So that's not. Not everything, raise your apples. Nismacha va'avul tzeit l'milchama ki e'isha lo nivra. What was the purpose of the woman's creation? Ki im hakim zera, to have children. V'im hi tetzei im anashim l'milchama, if she goes out to battle, tavo v'derech lidei zinut, because she will, if she goes out to battle dressed up as a man, she will come to promiscuity. V'chein lo yilbash geber. A man should also dress up as a woman. V'tam zachar shalom nitmaleis kano, because we're talking about a man, he says, who doesn't have a beard. Yitarev im hanashim, he'll mix in with the women. V'enaf hu v'hen, and they'll have to be promiscuity. V'ein yodesh, there should be a v'ein, but v'ein yodesh, nobody will know. V'zeh yoreh ki minhat Yisrael haya, v'chein berovei hanulchamot, the mabush hanashim enenu k'mabush, go to the next column, there's the hanashim. Like a fresh banana says, in most countries, and the dress of the woman and the dress of the men were different. Okay? Let's stop for this. Okay, now let's just look at one more thing, the Rashbam, at the bottom of the page, the second side. Lo yehei kli gedol isha, lalechet bein hanashim v'lizno. They see that the Rashbam says that the goal is promiscuity, okay?
That's right. Very interesting, because you would think that the problem is cross-dressing is homosexuality. That you would go to attract men to be transvestite, and that's not mentioned in any of these.
You know why? Because lo nechshedu Yisrael. Jews? No. The presumption is that Jews didn't engage in homosexuality. It's not a presumption. It's far more likely that a man dresses up as a woman to sneak in amongst the women.
It did happen.
No question. Okay. Now, let's. According to Rashi, the halacha of lo tilbash is designed only and applies only when the specific intent of the change of the apparel is for niyul, for sexual relations or for promiscuity, and would directly lead to this end. However, that's not necessarily the consensus of the poskim. And in fact, many poskim hold that it says lo tia kli geber arisha. It doesn't require you to get totally dressed up as a man or vice versa. Only one garment is enough. It doesn't have to be a total transformation. Even one garment is good enough. Okay, now, actually, let's look now, check out the bigger thing, big folder. Okay. Yeah, but we're now on page 26.
26, I have to.
Page 26. Towards the end.
Yeah, here.
He plowed through most of this stuff, remember? We're gonna learn Shulchan Aruch. Now, we're essentially going from the Chumash down to the code. Okay? The code. We're gonna backtrack, but there are a couple of things that I think are important in the codes, because what we're trying to focus on, we're trying to focus in on slacks. That's what we're focusing on. We're not interested in the whole picture of Lotil Bash. We're trying to focus on slacks. So let's go right down to the codes of Shulchan Aruch. And when Kuf Pei Bet, over there, look, let's read Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. Hamavir Seyav Bet Hashem. A male who removes underarm hair, Ubeit Erva, and hairs pubic hair. Afilu b'misparayim keintar, even if he uses a scissors. He doesn't use a razor blade, he uses a scissor. Hayu makin oto makat mardut. They would hit him, makat mardut. They would give him rabbinic lashes. Bamet ver mamurim, b'makom she'ein mavirin oto ela nashim. In a place where it's normative that only women do this. Kedei she'leotakin atzmo tikun nashim. So a man shouldn't dress as the way women dress. אבל במקום שמבירים אותו גם אנשים, אם העביר, אין מכים אותו. But if it's in a place where men also do it, then we don't hit it. Now that would imply that it's usher, but you don't do it. So it says the Ramah, look at the next line, ואפילו לחתחיל אשר, it's mutter. Because if the men do it, it's perfectly all right. רק החברים נמנעים בכל מקום. Only the scholars, since this is something which originally was forbidden, and there's not been a transformation, we're going to discuss, struggle with this problem in a moment, but there's been a transformation. This was something that we saw in the books, that we saw it in the Hashulchan Aruch, and we saw it in the Targum Yonatan, that this was forbidden on the books. But since there's been a transformation, and the men in that community now start shaving on their underarms and their pubic hair, so now men do it, so it's permitted, says the Ramah, because lo tilbash is a relative concept. It depends what men and women do de facto. It's a very important principle. He says the chaverim, those who are the scholars, they stay away. But that's considered the mifnim yishuv of the din. That's not what our law requires. Okay. Yes.
I'm actually looked at some ways in the rationale then to avoid promiscuity. We
have
a shaving hair
of the terrible
Tilbash. I
sweat. What? That's the dress.
That's because.
Okay, we haven't seen the whole. Look. There are several ways. I can give you all the rationales, all the logical arguments. Let's go through. Let's finish the Shulchan Aruch. And if it's not clear to you, when we're going to finish the Shulchan Aruch, you'll ask the question. Okay, I already said that according to Rashi, the motivation, that it seems, and many others, it seems that you have to dress up like a woman, right? So if, unless you look like a woman completely, it wouldn't be users. That's what it seems.
And shaving hair would have no...
Shaving hair per se would not be enough. However, many other Rishonim, I say that one article is enough. So if I do one thing that is typically woman-like, and that's not love. Even if it's not external, if it's one thing that women do, it's us. We're going to see that on the books, it's us for men to look in a mirror. Because men didn't look in mirrors. Only women look in mirrors. Okay? But clearly, it's not much of it. It's the idea of Lotil Bash, I'm trying to demonstrate, it's a relative concept. So we get the application to slacks is immediate. Let's talk about that. Yes? Whatever principle we're saying is spoken. Definitely. Okay, let's look down in the Kiddushei Rabbi Akiva. You see, underneath the Shulchan Aruch, you see there's a Rabbi Chodisha Ra'ak.
Oh, yeah.
Kedusha Ra'ah. It's Rabbi Akiva Eger. The Prisha, now he's citing the Prisha. The Prisha is one of the commentaries on the Torah. Everybody with me? The Prisha Ketuv. Hang in there, guys. The Prisha Katuv Nir'e the Chol Anashim Goyim. What sets the standard of what's normative dress? Jews or non-Jews? When we say the men are doing it, who makes that determination? So he says, the prishakatuv nir'eh, the chol anashim goyim, the chivin denog nahag. And we can learn from that. If the non-Jewish men are walking around wearing kilts, all these Jews all of a sudden come to Scotland and they see all these men walking around in dresses. Except that the men call it kilts. Can the Jewish men, right, now start wearing kilts? And according to Christian, the answer is yes. Because in that country, that's not a dress, it's a kilt. And that's all the difference in the world. Because in that location, it's perfectly legitimate. But if you go to Russia, it would not be primitive. Right? Gam yesh lomar, one second, now he gives a different interpretation. Gam yesh lomar dal Yisrael kama. An alternate interpretation is it refers to the way Jews dress. Alternatively, we go by what the Jewish men are doing, right? And what the Jewish men are wearing it, that's okay. Okay, there's a big difference, right? There's a big difference in interpretation than the poskim. But the point of the matter is that there is a discussion. He doesn't seem to, but very often, to the best of my knowledge, sociologically speaking, when it takes a couple of generations by the time the men do it in the general population too. The question is, what happens in the in-between generation? What happens in the in-between generation? What?
The hearing. Well, you know, our generations speed up here. Because the world is, communications are different.
Right.
When they started with guys in earrings, the only one wore earrings are pirates in the 80s. And today, they all wear earrings.
A lot, but I haven't seen.
I would say none of the males in the faculty of chemistry are wearing long hair, but certainly internationally, and we see it. I will tell you something, it's not trivial.
And for instance, your question of men wearing long hair, okay, men wearing long hair. I mean, the question is, that a problem though you wash or not though to wash? And the answer is, In many communities, they're not happy about it, but since it's very common for men to wear long hair. Now, when you get smicha, they always tell you that there are four parts of the Shulchan Aruch, right? There's Or Chaim, there's deals with everyday laws, there's Ezer, which is marital laws, there's Yerubia, Kashrus, and there's Chosh Mishav, which deals with torts, but there's a fifth volume. And the fifth volume that they call common sense. Okay, and that's a very important volume, which unfortunately nothing's written about, but you have to know everything that's written there. And when you pass in Shabbat, when they deal with men with long hair, okay? A lot of very nice groom boys have long hair, right? And there's nothing wrong with it. On the other hand, there are those who object to it because it's a reflection of a non-Jewish environment. Okay, and that would be, it's sort of a hashkafic problem, but it's a more of a hashkafic problem. You have to see what the interaction with the individual is, more of an individual question.
That would interfere with your kilt philosophy, because it's a glaze thing. Glaze wore kilts, Jews didn't wear kilts, and all moved to Scotland to wear kilts. You'd say, well, that's dressing like a glaze. That's not an issue, low till bash, women shake it each other, dressing like a
depends. So according to one view of the Prisha, the Jewish men could do it, it would not be a major problem.
But
right? Yes.
Sort of like male test vials, which no one is long, and it's just shaven, so the week was gonna be 2 years behind all the time, or, because, you know, every leg comes in, and I have it, within a 15-year period, you'll have every single leg, so what you're supposed to...
There's a large, very large, I cannot give you a guess, yes, sir, a very large gray area. There's a very large gray area.
No, but at school, you might get trouble if it's too long, get trouble.
But it's too long, it's too short, and it's more the question of the rabbis fighting the influence of the non-Jewish world. Fighting the influence, and that is a much more problematic issue than whether the hair is down to the shoulders or not.
I think that's why I teach the kids have common sense also.
And also to be individuals, not the... The kids think that by drawing their hair like everybody else, they're showing individualism. Okay, let's continue. We have a little more. Okay, we're gonna skip down to hey. Hey, okay, which is the last line in the Shulchan Aruch. Hey, in the Shulchan Aruch. Lo ta'adeh isha adeh ha'ish. A woman should not wear the ornaments of a man. Kigon, shetasim b'roshah mitznefet, she should wear on her head a turban, for the page, right? A turban, which is worthy male. O kova, or a hat, male. Or tilbash shirion, or wear a breastplate, which was male. Uchiyot zibar. Now the continues the Rambam. Mimalbushei ha'ish lefi minag ha'makom ma'o. He's putting it in. He's emphasizing the fact that it's time located, it's place located, what's custom for that community. O shetegalach roshak ish, nor should she cut her hair the way men cut their hair. Okay? Which I can remember we were talking about the Hungarian custom of women shaving their heads. I said that there are a lot of posts who objected to in the ground, it's a little too much. What are you getting your hair a butch cut, right? Why are you getting your hair cut so short? That's a little too much. V'lo yadeh ish adeh isha, and a man should not wear the ornaments, the dressings of a woman, kigon, shilbash bigdei tzivonim, he wears all these colorful garments. V'chalizahav, and an ornament, decorations of gold. B'makom she'ein lo shim otam ha'kelim ve'ein misinim oto ha'chali. These garments and these ornaments are worn only ela nashim. Now comes the Rambam. Va'afilu be'echad min ha'begadim, that even with one of these garments, asur, it's forbidden. Af al pi shenikarim b'sha'al b'gdehem shehu ish o isha. Even though by the rest of the garments, it's clear that she is dressed up as a man or a woman. That it is a man or a woman. That is, for instance, for a now, let me give an example which I'll deal with shortly. But just for argument's sake, suppose a woman, and we're going to deal with this problem very briefly. A woman in a play wants to act as if she's a man, and she therefore wears a hat or a tie, male tie. According to the simple interpretation of the Rambam, that would be usur, right? Because she, even though she's wearing one garment, right, it's usur. Even though it's clear she's wearing a skirt, it's clear that she's a woman, but one garment, says the Rambam, it would be usur wearing a tie.
And if she doesn't intend to be like man, just for fashion?
I said, okay. I'm just setting up the case for us to deal with, yes.
But that would be like she puts on a shirt.
A daddy shirt. These are daddy shirts. We'll deal with the problem. The daddy shirt problem. Yes, the daddy shirt problem. We have to deal with a whole bunch of things. Right. Okay. Now, turn back. We're going to read now the Taz, the Turei Zahav. We're now in Yoredeya. We're in the volume of Shulchan Aruch called Yoredeya, which deals with a whole variety of issues. It's the we have the four volumes of Shulchan Aruch, Farachayim, which is day-to-day life, Eben Ezra deals with marital laws, Choshen Mishpat deals with torts and damages, and Yoredeya is the catch-all for everything else. And we're in middle of Yoredeya. The two major commentaries on the Yoredeya are the Turei Zahav and the stiff takeaway referred to in the yeshiva shalinu is the shach and the taz. Okay? When you learn for smicha, you learn for shita, basfuchala, daruba, with shach and taz. So we're going to read the taz, the turi zahav. At the bottom of the page, it says dalit. You see where it turns out? Okay. Taz. Lo ta'adeh isha. Mashma derech idui. You with me? Right? You see where the little check is by the dalit there? You see it? Lo ta'adeh isha. Mashma derech idui v'kishut asur. If she puts it on and to dress up. To dress up, to look to wear as a woman's garment, a male garment, a female garment. Now we're on the left-hand side of the body. Aval, im osekein mipnei hachama. If she does it because of the sun, if she puts on a man's hat to shade her head, or she's walking home with her husband from shul, and she's cold, and her husband gives her jacket, right? Oh, it's Sina. Or because of the cold, and she puts on her husband's jacket because she's cold. Even though it's clearly her husband's jacket. Oh, Shamim, or it's raining, so she grabs her husband's raincoat. Ain't Isu. There's no halakha problem. Because she's not putting it on to dress up. She's actually putting it on to protect herself. So motivation here is relevant. Kein nirali pashut. The chaim mashma midiitivu v'simin kuvnan vav, and the stem would seem to me that also that's permissible. The stapel b'mar'eh kishiyetz toch lasokeh. A man has to shave himself, whatever the reason is, and in order not to cut himself, he has to look into a mirror. That's permissible, even though normally to print in front of the mirror, as the halacha is on the books, we'll see it in a second. It's also for a man to look in a mirror, but that's only things that women do. But if he's got to shave his beard so he doesn't hurt himself, right? He's not doing it as kishut. He's doing so to cut his hair properly. That's permissible. So there, this is one of the major heterim, okay? That even women who are machmir not to wear slacks, or don't wear slacks, but if it's for cold or to protect yourself, work clothing or anything which is protective clothing, right? Warmth, clothing, sun, heat, weather, whatever it is, there's no halacha problem. And in the Hilchot Purim, in Or Chaim Tafresh Tzadivav, Hevi Ramah, the Ramah brings that filu b'bnei simchat Purim, even according for the festivity of Purim, ha-minhad l'hatir b'zeh, we permit a man to dress up like women. It said what the Ramah brings in the Shulchan Aruch. And the custom, he writes as follows. The custom is that for Purim, men get dressed up as women and women get dressed up as men for the Simcha of Purim. And there are a whole slew of poskims in the Ramah who are not happy with it, but the minig is to be lenient. Okay, so let's go back now. So, Ba'ora Chayim Simcha Purim Tzadilah, Evi Ramah, the Moshe Islus writes, the custom is permitted because you're not dressing up. This is very interesting. You're not dressing up for the purpose of to look like a woman. Your motivation is to be for Simchat Purim. Well, that's very strange. You think about it.
There's always a reason.
Because I'm dressing up to look like a woman. I mean, what's the Simchat Purim coming from? The fact that I'm a male and I'm looking and trying to look like a woman. But he says, since the motivation is not to look like a woman, but to be Mesameach and Purim,
obviously, it was considered tremendously funny, which is something that we find in Israel. I mean, have you paid attention on the TV how hysterical they think a man in drag is?
Yeah.
And it's something very, very foreign to us. I mean, you have to be a lot funnier than that for me to laugh.
Oh,
yeah. But it's obviously very funny. So you dress up as a woman, it's so unpleasant, and it's terrible.
Okay, let's continue. I'm just sure it goes on. The feeling of next time for a minhag lat kibbutzim. The af agav the yesh osim, even though those are forbid. Now, umori chamizal, the Torah says, my father-in-law, the Bayit Chadash Debach, one of the major commentaries on the tour, katab, she yesh lesoritze. והביראיה ממה שכתב רבי אלעזר ממיץ, לאסור לעשות כן בבני שמחת חתן או כלה. רבי אלעזר ממיץ said you shouldn't dress up to rejoice as a חתן and כלה. Okay? Now you very often will find at a wedding that one of the boys will sit down next to the chassan sitting on the chair, and one of the boys will put on a napkin on over his head like he's wearing a tichel. Now that's mucha because he's bringing a napkin. But again, the idea was that it looked something like a woman and whatever it is. Okay, we're sitting in place of chatan or kala, v'shomer le'esor, and he who listens to forbid, tavo alav baracha. The blessing will come on his head. Ki yesh harbein mekshalot chas v'shalom, because there are many slips, pitfalls, mizek, shochim b'yachad, b'li haker, ish or isha, you can't know the difference, b'li haker, ish or isha. Now, many poskim will say as follows. When it comes to Purim. Now, by the way, Avadi Yosef has written very vehemently against this. But many poskim already, the Mishnah Berurah already, and many of in the Chazanish community, they say that if she puts on one or two garments, so she'll put on a jacket and a tie, and you can tell it's for the purpose of looking like a man, but if you know it's a woman, then that's all right. That therefore, if it's the purpose of a simple Purim, or but to be totally dressed up, the Ramah says it's mutter. The Ramah says the minhag is to be mako, but a lot of people are against it. Okay, so I just bring that to your attention. We have here a struggle in how one should act. The lot of people are mako, a lot of people come up with asim. Okay. Let's look at again the Kedusha Rabbi Akiva. Before we do that. Look at Vav. Okay, Vav in Shulchan Aruch, I'm sorry, in the Shulchan Aruch. Asur lelaket afilu seyar echad levan mitoch ha-shchorot. Forbidden for a man to pull out his white hairs. Mishum lo yilbash gever, because that's the only thing that women do. Lachet asur leish litzboa, a man can't dye his hair. Sarot levanot, she you. Any white hairs in the head. Shchorot afilu, I mean, so levana and zboa, shchorot afilu sara, even one hair. V'chein asu v'ish l'stakel v'maret, so forbidden for a man to look in a mirror. So that's the law on the books. Now, if you look down at Rabbi Akiva Eger, if you do shir v'ak again, so what does Rabbi Akiva Eger say? V'chein asu v'ish l'stakel v'maret, you with me? Gam ze, gimel zayin, gam ze rak, hechet de'em stakelim rak anashim, where it's not the want of the community, only women. Avot ha-makom, v'gam anashim estaklim, lady, sir. If it were men also do, which is the custom in our times, of course, there's no problem. Rak ha-chaverim ne'im, only the special righteous ones don't do it. Because why? Because the law was on the books. And obviously at some point, there was a generation which they violated. I mean, transitions don't occur stankacha. So some point, somebody violated. So he says, the halakha is it's mutter, but...
The goyim started to do it, and it wasn't usher for them, so it became what everyone did, and then...
Right, but there's always an overlap generation. It doesn't... There's something that was on the books is usher, and that becomes mutter. It didn't happen. One could argue that all the goyim did it, then the Jews decided, we're going to do it. That's not the way it goes. That's it. There's always the chalutz. The Marxists was the
goyim. What if we say the same about dyeing the hair? He only says that about looking in the mirror, but not about dyeing hair.
Because it was not common.
Okay, but let's say
1700s, it was not common for men to dye their hair.
But today?
They wore wigs. They wore wigs, but they didn't dye their hair.
So men can wear it.
Men now do. You ask me whether men nowadays, if they're probably still not so common.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Men dye their hair? Mm-hmm. Accepted.
Yes. Maybe do. Only in hairdresser knows for sure. All right.
Yes. With the concept, not whether they do the hair or not. I mean, we keep our premise as Orthodox Jews is that you just can't change the halacha. You didn't say you change the halacha, but other books you can't.
Because the books say halacha to be changed. The books say. Okay, well, that's what it said. The books didn't say right away. We're going to go through some response. The books didn't say right off the bat, halacha changed. The books said, there was a struggle. But it's clear, look, tilbash, what the defines, what defines a dress as a female garment? Because women wear it. Or what defines pants as a male garment? Because that's what men wear, and men, women don't wear pants. That's what defined all these years until the 20th century, that was male garment and women garment. Now, clearly, in Yemen, where women were wearing slacks, right? And they didn't call it slacks, they were something else, but there was a different type of garment. I mean, it depends, you know, it depends on what was worn in different places. So there was no other way to cover that. You could not possibly have a situation where in one country men were wearing slacks, I mean, and women were wearing dresses in another, and vice versa. I mean, obviously, you can't fix a garment. It was simple kind of logic. What did bother Poskim was what was bothering you, right? And what bothered the Mishnah Berurah when he dealt with Tzniut. The Mishnah Berurah, how does the Mishnah Berurah fight against the concept of relative Tzniut? The concept of Tzniut is relative. He says, you mean to tell me that a bunch of no good women can come along and change the halacha? That's what he said. And that runs against your halacha grain. The answer is yes and no. That's the women who did it were no good in it. But after the change occurred, it's not a problem. That's essentially, just as we answered by the relative concept of Tzniut, we'll have to answer the same thing here. Okay, let's now turn back to the handouts we have. Okay, and we're going to read the Tshuva of the Rashba, from the Shelah to Tshuva of the Rashba. Got it? What says Yud? Good. On the first page, the second side. Okay? Minhak shem ha-kalot ha-pom okay? A custom that's come about because people have violated. Okay? Now, the Rashba is quoting an earlier response from Rav Shriram Rav Haidam. Okay? She'ela. Ha-mavir se'ah bet ha-shechi. One who comes along and starts shaving his underarm with bet ha-elva, and the pubic hair sh'asul chachamim, because that the rabbis prohibited. Mekomot elu levad asul, avol sha'al ha-mekomot, ilu tzlach lehen, ein isul, but other places are permitted. Oh, kivet shumi tikunei ha-nashim ha-kol asul. Or if it's something that women do, everything is forbidden. That's what the answer. Minhat kulu rabbanam b'shtei yeshivot, the custom in all, both yeshivot, in Babylonia, shemavirim, that they do remove these hairs. The aim and name, and nobody objects, nobody holds back. Yesh, so already in the time of the Gaonim, already in the 800s, even the Gemara, which is codified in the 450, 500, the law of the books at that time was that you don't remove underarm hair or pubic hair. Already by the 400 years later, it was commonplace that even the rabbis, he says, everybody, that was common for them to remove pubic hair and underarm. Kul rabbanan, all the rabbis, b'shtei yeshivot shemavirim, ve'ein them name, and nobody prevents, stops it. Yesh hefresh bein tichshitei nashim, when you're dealing with what's considered a woman for female act or female garment, bein hazmanim u'bein ha-makamot, depends on the time, depends on the places. The gam yesh hafresh being beged lebeged, it also depends from garment to garment. Now, gukan should be day kishtan or big day tzemel gefen. When it deals with flax or cotton clothing, ein hanashim lovshim otam tzuit. Men don't wear them covered. Have a big day klach, a big day meshi, a big day milat, whether it's silk or it's I mean, all the different types of garments, lovshim otam otam tzuit. Here in Babylon, those type of garments, the men do wear colored. B'chol min Yisrael, all types of colors. Afikach mutar lehem lebosh me'elu k'fi minach hazman b'makom. So it depends, not only, he said, certain garments, you wear white, certain garments, you wear colored. And then it depends on the garment, depends on the material. Now comes the Rashba. The Rashba answers to this response. Lo tziyem means lo tziyem, he can point out, Manu. Klei gever v'simna isha, el lefi ha-minhagot bahen u'botan ha-shanim lo ya minhag anashim l'avir bet ha-shechi. At the time of the Gemara, it was not their custom to remove these hairs. ויובואים מי שעושה כן כנשים שהן קשות. And if you did it, you act like a woman, as they get dressed, they free themselves. אלא היו מגדלים שיער גופם עד שמגיע לגבולות אליו, and the hair would grow until it reached a natural length, and that was it. לכן היה אסור להם, therefore it was forbidden for them. ואף עד עכשיו יש בערב מי שהם בני הערבים שמנהגם כן. And even though there are places amongst the Arabs that this is done, והגבר המביא בית השחי ראיתם אותו חלש כנשים, לאנשי אותם המקומות עשו. And a man in those areas where men don't normally do it, it's considered very feminine. Okay, he actually uses the word weak, right? You look, you're weak like a woman, he says, then it's awesome. אבל במקומות הללו בזמן הזה, אין בין האנשים והאנשים הפרש בזה, men and women do not like. וכששומעים שיש הפרש בזה, you tell me that there is a difference. They stand in astonishment. לפיכך מותר לדבר במקומות אלו חיוצא בהם היתר גמור ואין בו שש כלים, there's no problem. So here is a clear stipulation. Notice how this analysis came out from what people were doing, right? You had a problem, the Gemara says it's us, and you see everybody doing it. So the analysis was that this must be the only analysis, which of course makes sense. It rings true, but it's not something that was clearly stated in the halacha, it's something that came out from the analysis. Now we're going to read another tshuva of the Rashba. The chin, they took the hair away. She says, on what grounds do they shave the hair? Underneath the neck. Because there's a problem of shaving over here at these points. With a razor blade because of the peyote rosh, but underneath over here there's no problem of peyote rosh. There are five peyote rosh, but that's a gadra, right? Here, and here. Okay, and well, there's a question on this. There's a different. It's about where the exact five are, but over here on the neck it should not be a problem. Okay, if you doubt. So he says here. אמרתם לו עכשיו שלא, אני אעשה את זה, תשובה. הדבר הזה נתחבטתי אני כמה ימים. I had a real problem with this. כך אמרו משם הראשונים, name of the earlier ones, which is the גאונים, לא אמרה תורה לא תביאו שיער מבית השחי ובית הערווה, אלא בדרך כלל הזהירה התורה על כל משהו דרך נשים. הלכה didn't say, it's true the law of the book is don't remove underarm hair, don't remove pubic hair, but that's not the analysis. The analysis is don't do what women do. And this is an example of what women do, but if women stop doing it,
they don't remove the hair.
Women, what?
According to this, if a woman is unfortunate enough to have a beard shaved, that she's also over on men?
I don't know. No, because that is a different problem. Because there she's that could be permitted permissible actually because she's not trying to look like a man, she's trying to look like a woman.
Obviously, but she's doing
the motivation, no, that's the in Ken Dvarim Elu Mukulakin Navatsodo Lizmani. Now to the Rajva. ואין דבר זה מחובר בעיניי. And this thing is not good in my mind. I'm not happy with it. What's the problem? מההוא פסוק מרבנן שלא היה מעביר בית השחי, because of the Gemara that says that the scholar did not remove his underarm hair. אמר כל העם זוגתי היחידים היו מעבירים בית השחי. So we see that, except for the individuals, the people did do it. ואפילו הכי תלמידי חכמים היו נוהגים בו איסור, and nevertheless the חכמים said it was אסור. אמר, חלב שמלת אישה היה בדורם, וחזר להיות שמלת איש, אלא שכל דבר שראוי לנשים ולא לנשים, לנשים אסור, כן, אסור לנשים משום שמלת אישה. ומי שהרגיל בדבר איסור, he says, that which is a woman's act, a man should not do. Now he comes back to the point that's important. ומי שהרגיל בדבר אסור, V'nimshach bo, v'nimshachu rabim b'cha. And one who does that which is forbidden, and others follow after him, and many others follow after him. Eina isur chazor ha'eter. He says, I can't see that the isur should become permissible. She'im kein nimsach chotei u'mavik. You see, the person is chotei, does a sin, and he gets benefit from it. Hayechidim nizarim odazim. Nevertheless, so these are the individuals, are careful about this. What he's essentially saying is, it's what bothers him, fundamentally what bothers him, how is it possible that those who are not following the halacha can change the halacha? But the majority of poskim disagree. The majority of poskim say that if the norm has changed to the point that it's now considered perfectly acceptable, that's good.
Why did he change?
What?
That's
correct. It is a correct attitude. He's struggling. You're right.
It seems that there are two
people change their minds. That clear which one came first. That's not clear which one came first.
There seems to be two different types of halachas. There are the types that are absolute, the types that are
relative. Yeah, we saw that that's new too. That's very clear. It's very clear. And now we'll see the tour. Let's see what the tour, because the tour says it explicitly. Tour, lo, and then this is a code, right? This is the code before the Shulchan Aruch. Lo asru havarat sayar ela b'makom she'ein mavivot oto ela hanashim. Aber makom she'mavirim hanashim asayar ein makim oto. It's exactly what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, and we saw it was even mutter. And if men remove the hair, it's no problem. Risha, mir'esh ratza lomar hanashim akum, kibin she'nahug nahug. Okay? L'meidim mi'minag akum. This is what we actually saw in Kibbe Eger, that we learn from what the non-Jews do. גם יש לומר שישראל אמר שבמקום שניגו כולם ביחד, אין בוכן בידם, if all Jews do it, there's no objection either. So, okay, in either case, what we see is that it's clearly the consensus of the poskim, and that's how it's going to Shabarok, it changes with time. Okay, now one issue that we have to deal with, and then we'll get down to start dealing with pants, is unisex clothing. Unisex clothing. Clothing that's made for both genders. Now, if the purpose of the prohibition against transsexual dressing is to look like a woman, right, what is the prohibition? Is the prohibition to look like a woman or to pass like a woman? Because if you dress in asexual clothing, right, in unisex clothing, you're not identified as either a male or a female. You haven't maintained the difference. The question is, what's the prohibition? Okay, so let's look at the Gemara. Let's see what the evidence is. Is the prohibition that you can't wear a woman's garment, or a woman can't wear a male garment? Or is there a prohibition, you have to look male, or you have to dress in it as a male or female identity? The vitu de Rabbi Yehuda nafka. The wife of Rabbi Yehuda went out. Nakta amra, avda glima dutabi. She made a garment. She took semer and she made a cloak out of it. Kad nafka the shuka mechsebe. When she went out to the shuk, she covered herself with a cloak. Kad nafka Rabbi Yehuda letzluya. When he went to daven, havan mechasim asli. He wore it. Okay, so is it clear? It's clear. This cloak was a wrap. Was a cloak. The thing she wore. She wore it. She wore it. So it's clear evidence that there was such a thing as unisex.
But she didn't look like a man. I mean,
is this a unisex garment?
Yes.
Is it permissible? Yes. That's all I have to prove to you.
Why is this problem?
I don't remember.
But does it have to do with the issue of unisex clothes?
No, just a funny story. High glima, let's look at the Chidush HaGadot of the Marsha comments on this. High glima asui ke'emil, this garment that she was wearing right? This cloak looked like a coat. Vashmiina, and we learn from this. Afapish ishto yetzah bo lashuk, even though she went out to the marketplace, ein b'davar isu lo yilbash, there's no prohibition of lo yilbash. Shehu dafka bebegen miuchad l'isha. Aval me'il miuchad l'ish, aval me'il miuchad l'shnei, but this cloak, this coat, it's good for both of them. Either gender could wear. Okay, now we have an explicit response on this particular issue. Shela yilamdenu rabbeinu, in mutara ish lubosh hashai, shel ishto, or haisha shel bala, with his garment. Ki b'medina zo, ein hakresh b'surat hashai, ben shel ish v'shel isha. This is a question asked, whether you can wear this unisex garment, male or female. תשובה, לפנינו מסכת נדרים, שחסידים ואנשי מעשה היו לובשים מלבוש אחד, האיש ואישה. We see righteous individuals that wore the same garment, the man and the wife. כיוון שאין במקום ההוא שינוי משל איש לשל אישה. It was not male or female garment, and they both wore it. אלא שיש לפקפק קצת על ההוכחה. One can ask a question about this. שם לא נעשה מתחילתו בייחוד לא לאיש ולא לאישה. This is a garment that wasn't made specifically for a male or for a female. It was made nondescript. ואולי נעשה מעיקרו בייחוד לאיש או לאישה, אין לעליו שאו מי שלא נעשה בשבילו. Let's say we have a garment. You should want to say, so what's the shy, even though it's a neutral garment, the shy could be worn by a male or a female, but it was made for a man. Let's say we have a garment, particular garment, which is sold in a woman's store, garment store. Even the same garment could be sold in a man's store. Essentially, what he's dealing with is, can I go buy, you know, if I can buy the same sweater in a male department or a female department? If it's sold in the department store in the female department, can a male buy it in the female store? Because it was being sold as a woman's garment, okay? This happens a lot in slacks, by the way. Okay, that's why I'm raising the issue. It's not, you know, it's not in the vacuum.
But my husband has clothes, for example, he's out of them. I wear them, so the same question comes up.
Well, if it's, let's see what he says.
Okay.
Okay? So he says, that is that a problem? She says, Ulam ha-medakdek v'tefei poskim yodea v'virur, שלא נשא לאישה אל מלבוש המיוחדת צורתו לאיש. He says, that does make a difference who was made for. The question is, what does it look for? Is it a male garment or a female? What do I care if it's a neutral garment can be made, same for male or for female, and a male happened to be wearing it, then he gives it to a female, it's not making, there's no difference. It's nothing uniquely male or female about it. וכן אינו אסור לאיש, אלא שמלה שמיוחדת צורתה לאישה. Only if its shape is specific. אבל מבוש צוותו אחת לאיש ולאישה מותר לו כולו. ולא חיצינו למינה, so we don't care, even if it was made specifically for women. Okay? Something that I as a male didn't appreciate until I was a little bit older was that, you know, women's garments are button different than a male garment. Right? Now that clearly is, that just shows us women have been at more dexterity in their left hand.
But you know, throughout the ages, there's always a difference between male and female clothes.
Yes.
Yes.
The chen, muchach. No, but if you see that it's not complete, you see that the tshuva here makes it very clear that if it's a nondescript garment, that there's no halakha problem. Unisex clothing is not a problem. So it would seem. כן מוכח מדבר הרמב״ם לא ידע איש עדי אישה. That's what the Rambam says. A male should not wear the ornaments of a woman. במקום שאין משימות אותו החולי אלא נשים. Where the only women wear that ornament. וכן מוכח מדבר אותו, that's proof from the Torah's language. לא תלבש אישה בגדים המיוחדים לאיש לפי מנהג המקום. So you see, only wear it's specific to a particular gender in a specific place, a specific time. Ein lachmir b'davar zeh afilu chasidim v'anshei ma'aseh says. Even righteous individuals, he says, no place to be, no place for frumah. Right? in contradistinction to something that was on the books where you saw that the Anshemai, the special individuals, there was a place to be machmir. Here he says, if you have said there's no place to be machmir. I should just, one, I just want to point out to you that there are those who have quoted the Chinuch, the Chinuch, the language of the Chinuch, which bring you to, is a little, the Chinuch, okay, which is a Rishon, says as follows, V'ein safek, ki im yiyu malbushei ha'anashim, ve'anashim shavim, yit'arvu elu im elu tamid, u'mala ha'arad zima. He says, the Chinuch writes, that if men's clothing and women's clothing were identical, they would mix one with another and lead to promiscuity. So at least from the Chinuch's perspective, he seems to be against unisex clothing, but the vast majority of poskim, as we see, I'll be a name dropper of more modern poskim as we get to the end of the discussion. Clearly, there's no problem with unisex clothes. There's always somebody who says it's us. So just wait.
They don't mention anything here about perfumes and off shapes and men smelling like women. It's very clear that men didn't wear perfumes.
Women, it was very clear that men, the women did wear perfumes. That things changed around the, very much in the, 1700s, to the best of my knowledge, where they didn't shout that everybody wore perfume. That's they took baths once a month, whether they needed or not. I mean, that was.
And today, women stand with us, men wearing perfumes.
I like boots. Okay. Pants. We'll start with pants. Slacks. Okay, this is the handout. Start, we'll read one tshuva.
Is that your dollar?
That's, yeah, it's a your dollar.
Nicholas.
Okay, we'll read one tshuva and then we'll call it quits. So we'll meet next week and finish up the discussion. Okay. Now we're going to read a stringent view. So all those who want to hear the lenient views, you'll have to come back next week. Otherwise, you'll be stuck. Minchat Yitzchak. Is Rav Yitzchak Weiss, Yitzchak Yaakov Weiss, the head of the Eda Haredis.
Oh, wow.
You are so prejudiced. So prejudiced. All right. He spoke English, by the way. He's dying in English. All right. Sheila. How do I know he spoke English? Look at this. Sheila. Slax. Well, he's English.
Manchester,
right.
So
he shot as an tremendous, tremendous
brother.
Yeah, he actually has, like I said, you're really prejudiced because he really has a lot of very major coolers. He's a real first-rate poster. The Dial of Manchester. He's a brother of Manchester Titans. So he's the other place. Okay, Sheila. Slack Shane Kamomik Nasayim. Abu Yish Hiluk Ba'otam Shanasub and Yuchad Nashim. He's gimmick the child already. And he's giving the shout out to make it more, the question even stronger. He said, these are women's slacks. Either, for instance, the zipper's not in the front, but it's on the side, or it's cut from many different colors. It's clearly women's slacks. Okay? Shame of its vayim shonim uchadome, she'ein anashim loshim otam klav. Ha'in yesh yisur, it's a forbidden. Tshuva. Ein din ze tzarich doshesh. You don't have to even think about it. Have Isla Gamor, it's fully forbidden. Chutz Mizeh, Bidei Shachatz. Shachatz means lustful or promiscuous.
And we're prejudiced.
Ke'ilu.
What?
We're prejudiced. Bidei Shachatz Ke'ilu. Now, we have to, first of all, okay, what's bothering? בידי שארץ כאלו נשים את תפילה לעבירה והן בבדי זימה. He says they're made in order to be seductive והן בבדי זימה and the garments of promiscuity. ואף אם לא היו בכלל כלי גבר, even if it's not a problem of כלי גבר, הן בכלל תועבת השם כל עושה אלה. It is disgusting to God to all to do such. באמת, now he's saying. So he's saying, look, even if I didn't have to discuss play giver, I said, I think it's us. Because they're made, I mean, now we're going to use, I'll paraphrase what we've seen, what bothers a lot of the post-game, is they emphasize those parts of the body that I love and prefer weren't emphasized. Okay? He says that they are, while a dress, now make it very clear, a tight-fitting dress everybody holds is also, right? It is not that it's dress versus pants, right? And the question is the seduction. So he feels the pants by their very nature, because they emphasize the split in the legs, because they emphasize the buttocks, because they're very often worn tight, because very often it's not how you, what, not the slacks, but how you wear the slacks. Or as a woman friend of mine once said, why wouldn't I wear slacks unless I wanted to look good? Where the good was said with a wink. The question, these are the things which, I'm not saying there isn't another side. It's clearly there's another side. But these are the things that bother Rabbi Weiss. The emet hein bechlal, so he says, that's the way he feels, it's a problematic. Ubemet hein bechlal kli gevim mamash. He said, but I only says, there's a problem with low tilbash. Shadayim shemech nasaymalem, because they're called slacks. Right? And slacks are men's garment. Vahagam shehem reshunim tzad, even though they're slightly different, mikomakom shemam aleim. Nevertheless, their name is on them, that they're called slacks. And slacks are a male garment. Kamosha Katab Avnei Tzedek, that the Avnei Tzedek, we're going to read the Avnei Tzedek, by the way, it's astonishing that he quotes the Avnei Tzedek, because the Avnei Tzedek on slacks says it's mutter. So it's very astonishing that he quotes the Avnei, we'll see in a second. But let's not get bogged down in the details. Let's see what his halachic view perspective is. Le'inyan Kova, he says, to wear a hat, okay, to wear a chapeau, he says, that's a male garment. If a woman starts wearing a hat, it's problematic. Oh, beged hatikra menerok, a man's cloak. It's called a menerok. Okay? Shenir'eh le'inayim she'en zeh ele l'amot ish. The style, even though it's given to women, it's done to look like a man. If a woman's suit, no, excuse me, I remember when I was a kid, I remember the first time I saw women wearing ties. It was clearly the style to add a masculine element in the garment, and it was clearly to look like men. Okay? I'm not saying that later on it became feminine, it became accepted, but at that point, he says, it's clearly it's usur. V'agam she'en reshunim tzat mishalish, even though they're slightly different than men, mikom mekom shmo alav l'chein niresh asur. So he clearly holds that it's usur. We'll stop here, because there's more to read, because we're going on. But we'll continue the chulay, but it's clearly in his position. What's his analysis? He doesn't like slacks for two reasons. One reason he doesn't like slacks, because slacks, again, emphasize separation of the legs. It emphasizes if the garments are more seductive than dresses. So he doesn't like it because we're on a sneers argument. He also doesn't like it based on the fact that slacks for all these generations, certainly in England, certainly in the Western world, were garments that men wore. And now that women have appropriated it, and they're now appropriating a men's garment, he says that you can't, now that women have appropriated, again, it's the same thing that we saw in one of the responses of Rosh Bah, he says you can't go ahead because you want to change it. It's called slacks, men wear slacks, and the women don't wear slacks. And now that women do wear slacks, it doesn't make it work. Okay? So that's his position. It's a quite extreme position, which is, according to him, women couldn't wear hats. Now, I don't understand how he can live with that. I mean, Manchester women wore very fancy hats.
He
What?
I don't know.
I want you to know that based on a shita like this, Rabbi Blumenkrantz, who wrote an excellent book on Hilchot Tarat HaMishpacha, called Gevur Poriyah, an excellent book in English, has in one of his footnotes, but it's very extreme, following this line, he doesn't allow women to wear pajamas. And let's see, Rabbi Weiss doesn't permit what? Pajamas, because it's slacks.
Oh.
If it's us because of low tilbash, it makes no difference if there's nobody around. This, I say, come back next week.